In New York City, it's a sport to try to figure out how much people are paying for their apartments. So it is with shock and glee that New Yorkers found out this morning that Rupert Murdoch, the chairman of News Corporation, is about to pay $44 million for his new pad. The deal was reported by the New York Times, and it will be the highest price ever recorded for a co-op apartment, even one with 20 rooms. NPR's Robert Smith dropped by and tried to peer through the windows.
Not that I could see anything. The apartment is on the 14th, 15th, and 16th floors, high above Fifth Avenue, and the curtains are closed. But down here on the street, people had a guess about what $44 million can get you in an apartment.
It should come with everything. It should come with stores. It should come with restaurants. It should come with dry cleaners. Everything that works.
I think it's designer everything, no? A maid, a butler.
So maybe they have gold faucets instead of chrome? I don't know.
We can't confirm or deny the gold bathroom fixtures or the dry cleaners. Let's just say that at the $44 million level, real estate brokers don't really hold an open house for the public. Only a few select buyers have toured the place. Kirk Henkels, director of Stribling Private Brokerage, saw the apartment a few years ago and has the skinny.
Well, it's about 8,000 square feet. The lower floor has 6-plus bedrooms and staff rooms, and then very grand living room and dining room on the middle floor, and then a library and a studio on the top floor, two of those floors having very large terraces floating over Fifth Avenue.
Have you seen the view? What's the view like?
Spectacular. I mean, it's all of Central Park, and it's 180 degrees, so you also pick up a lot of the rest of Manhattan.
Yeah. It's nice. But what New Yorkers really want to know is if Rupert Murdoch got a good deal. He reportedly paid the asking price, so he doesn't like to haggle. And the maintenance fees on the apartment are reportedly more than $21,000 a month. But Lockhart Steele, who runs the real estate gossip website, Curbed.com, says it might just be worth it.
It's never really been on the market. Lawrence Rockefeller, who took the building co-op back in the 50s, it's been in that family forever. In that sense, you're almost buying a trophy item, which, you know, the price is, or the value is, whatever value you put on it.
But the deal is not final. Murdoch still has to be cleared by the co-op board. As a billionaire, he is a pretty good financial risk. Murdoch won't have to worry, however, about getting approved for a mortgage. One of the quirks of the building is that you have to pay in cash. Another quirk is that this address can give even rich and famous people even more status. Already one tourist was standing outside the apartment taking pictures. Brendan Lowe is from Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
I wanted to see what $44 million gets you. And it surely gets you quite a view and quite a building and quite a location.
You don't get a parking garage, however. You still have to hunt for parking.
Really? Well, then $44 million isn't what it used to be, I guess, but...
And who knows, in a few months, it may look like Murdoch got a bargain. The penthouse of the Pierre Hotel, just down the street, is on the market for $70 million. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.